Hey guys, and welcome back to On the Other Hand With Ace, the podcast that challenges perspectives one argument at a time. And hopefully you all have tuned in to our previous episode On the Other Hand With Ace, the ultimate juggling act, because today we'll be doing something called the comment section. Yeah, so the title of today's episode is the comment section. Here we're gonna talk about, or basically highlight, various points or comments that have been made on this particular episode, this particular topic, because it actually went wide and round. I really got a lot of people's opinions and I would like them to be heard. So for our first comment, yeah, the ending really made me smile. I hope it does the same for you all too.
You know, like, when you enter a relationship, okay, you're going to have to spend time with that person. Okay, you might feel like, okay, I have the time to spare, like all those free times I have. Okay, like, let's say today you decided to breathe, okay, and like the guy calls and it's like, okay, let me take you out today, you want to go out. And the other thing is very tempting to like say, okay, let's say the first time you said, yeah, it's like, okay, free time. The second time, let's say now Tuesday, now you have assignments, because at the point as you're going to university and time, you're going to be having too many assignments, like, and you're going to have to be reading and all these things. Then he's calling you and it's like, okay, come, let's meet up, come, let's do this. And you're like, I'm busy, I have assignment and stuff. And then you're like, okay, don't worry, let's just go. Or like, after, let's say if you've like told him no so many times and like he just all of a sudden stops asking, then one day he has finally asked, you know, you're going to be like eager before the relationship ends and stuff, you're going to be kind of scared. You're not going to like, okay, now let's go, you agree. But you know that particular time, you're supposed to be doing an assignment, okay? You're supposed to be reading, you're supposed to be doing something, but you're going out. Yeah, going to meet him, yeah. Let's say you might try to skip class one day, just go out. All these little things. But then, because one has to sacrifice, but then you can still share, like, just if you're not someone that is dumb now, it might not really affect you too much. You can have a time range. Let's be that you were from, like, okay, from, it's in the night, but like, okay, from that 7 to 9, by maybe 9:30 you should be back, and maybe you can stay awake till like 11 or 12 doing whatever you are doing, you understand? But then if it's someone that is like that is really struggling academics, I also want to advise you to enter, because you're going to make matters worse for yourself. If it's someone that you, like, you know that you can handle it, that's when you should agree. If you can't handle it, don't enter, because the time you're going to be super distracted, okay? Unless that person doesn't care about you, honestly, because how will he not disturb you? He doesn't disturb you, he doesn't care about you.
So she emphasized on sacrifice, care, prioritization, and at the end she was talking about if you are dumb you should not go for it. But is it really for one to say that they are dumb or no? Well, another thing is that, okay, if you're a slow learner, you should obviously know how to plan your life and everything. And the honest truth, like she said, sacrifices have to be made, the littlest of them all, the biggest of them all. Sacrifices have to be made in terms of your relationship. So if you're into a relationship, actually, you should be ready for the sacrifices, and you should also know how to balance yourself. So it's not that you're not doing well because you're dumb, you're just not doing well because you have not learned how to balance things. A relationship is like a mirror of ourselves. So if you're seeing that you can't even cope well, or your partner is seeing that you can't even cope well together with this relationship, then two of you just sit down together with yourselves and tell yourselves the truth, or one person tell the other person that it can't work out because things like this. But that's where the whole human construct comes in, of selfishness and being all these whole other things. That's why I think at the end of any love construct or book, they would say, if you really love something, let it go. So you just have to let it go. Yeah, she was really right. She was really insightful to really say that if he doesn't love you, if she doesn't love you, they won't disturb you. Like, if they love you, they would disturb you. Honestly, that is very true. That is very, very, very true. And that was for our first comment right there. Really insightful, really thoughtful, really emotional. Like, you could really get the emotional connection in her voice, saying that if they don't love you, or they don't care about you, they won't disturb you. I like that. But well, you should feel, remember that you have priorities too, and we can't work just based on emotions. So for our second comment, this comment is typed, so I'll read it out. Nah, relationships don't affect your studies because there is time for everything. You can't tell me that you use all your time in a relationship and will not focus on studies unless you're dumb. That's why you're expected to stay with someone smart that will also help you to develop your studies and other aspects of your life, and not someone who will just want you for your body and nothing else. Wow, that was very simple and really deep as well. You know, be careful with your choice of partners, and actually you know what you're doing at the end. If you know you're doing at the beginning, you know that, okay, the reason why you're this person at the beginning is because, okay, they are smart and the real, and then following up, you just, okay, you have heard of good characters, you have seen that, okay, this person is actually nice from a good friend home, then sure, I believe it's not be that hard to find that person as an understanding person as well. So easy to talk to, you understand yourself, you set your boundaries, you make him understand, and voila. I believe that's how you escape that kind of scenario of being distracted while in a relationship. Yeah, so that last comment was really simple and self-explanatory. It was sensible for someone who actually has a sensible relationship, or someone who is actually looking for a sensible partner. Well, with that, our next comment.
Studies, relationship affects studies. From my own knowledge or my own perspective, I would say being in a relationship takes quite a time, like a long time, like a process. Like it's like a process. I don't find, personally, I don't find relationship being fancy, because you have to be devoted. You have to give your time to the partner or the person that you're in a relationship with. You have to stay with the person. The person wants more from you. That will drive you away from what you're supposed to do as a student in school. But, so yeah, from our perspective, it actually affects studies, because how will I put it now? Being in a relationship is time taken. Waste time. And then that time would be what you use to study in school and stuff like that, study from different places and stuff like that. So yeah, basically, well, from what I saw, some people might just be dumb in school, but some people might be really, really smart and still be in a relationship. Yes, find a good, but most relationship takes time. That time that you use and sit down and read. So my dear, what will I say now? Mind what you do with your life, I guess. Yeah.
And she has said it, be mindful what you do with your life. So she actually gave valid points on saying that basically in a relationship, things will always come and distract you or disrupt you. As long as you're in a relationship, one or two things must cause one or two scores to happen. But the truth is, as we said before, sacrifices, and it's love. It's all on love. And love is on God, honestly. Okay, so that's that. And now moving over to the next comment.
To be honest, you can't say somebody that is not somebody that is already dull, okay, intelligence and expects to be smarter. No, but let's say we have a smart person trying to juggle his studies and his partner, and it also depends on your dynamic of the relationship. Like in an aspect where you are in a toxic relationship, your partner is getting angry at you for not being there while you are trying to read for papers and all, you get. But there's some relationships that actually help you improve. Your partner helps you focus on yourself, and your partner helps you. Your partner helps you study, helps you read, helps you. You get. It depends on your relationship, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I like the fact that he said it depends on your dynamic of the relationship, or the dynamic of the relationship. That's actually quite true. because it depends. You have to know your partner for you to really understand how to go about things, and before you even enter the relationship, you all should have already discussed on how things are gonna play out. You should have already set your boundaries, even in a relationship ongoing, boundaries are still set and rules are still made. Things change, we're all humans, and time grows and we grow with it. Alright, so that's that. Now for our next comment, this person, right, really hits on the whole it is a distraction. Like, it's not you today, this person again, it is a distraction.
Okay, so yes, relationship actually causes distraction. It's a distraction to our studies because, like, we need to put effort for the relationship to work. We need to give it our time, we need to give it our best. We just need to do a lot of things for relationship to work. Like, now see this instance, I go to class every day by 7. In fact, by 6:30 I'm ready, like, out of the hostel. By 6 I'm up preparing, and then I come back from class every day by like 6:30. So when I come back from class, I'm supposed to actually sleep, rest, or do my assignments. But like, I come back, okay, the time I'll use to like undress, arrange my stuff, let's say it'll be like 7 o'clock already, and then I have to leave hostel by 8 o'clock to go and see my boyfriend. And like, okay, I'll go out by 8 o'clock, and before I get back to my hostel, it's already 10 o'clock or so. And then for me to read now, the normal light out is normally by 10, but they'll no longer be light, or I might even doze off because I had a long day. My doze off and sleep off, and then you see that day is already gone and is wasted. Because, like, I'll not say wasted because you spend time with the person you love, but like, your assignment, you did not do it, you did not go through whatever they taught in class or what. Or even if you say you're going to read, okay, you read from, let's say, 11 to like 3, and then you sleep off in the next 3 hours. You're expected to be awake. I mean, the next 2 hours you will be awake, and then when you go to class, you start sleeping during classes, or you won't even pay attention to what's going on. Like, you won't pay attention to what lecturer is teaching. And another source of distraction is fights and arguments. Most people that are, like, people that are very, very emotional, when they fight with their partner, they find it very hard to concentrate on other things. Or when they are not at peace with the person they love, they find it very hard to be happy. And like, for me now, I'm not even using myself, but like, just know, because the person's mind will not even be with the body. The person's mind will be somewhere else. The person will be thinking, can you imagine? So he did this to me. He did not even call me today. He did not even text me today. He did not even do this one today. So we are fighting. I cannot even apologize. Like, a lot of things will be going through the person's mind. Especially if you're in a relationship that 24/7 you guys are always fighting. Like, your head, your mental health will not even be okay, because like, you become an overthinker. That's if you're an emotional person. And then sometimes most people forfeit their time, like their time to go to class or something, just spend it with the person they love. Is that not distraction? Isn't that distraction? Like, I won't even go further, safe. I'll just stop here on that one. The other reason is that sometimes the person you're dating might not be understanding at all. When the person calls you as, okay, let's see this night, the person, no, I'm reading, let's see the other night, please, I'm tired, I can't come out. the person will take it that like, okay, the person just misinterpret everything, like, no, it's only her that wants to pass, it's you only that wants to pass, me too, I have books to read, me too, I have this one. The person start comparing himself, I be herself with the other person, and like, yeah, IQ level might not be the same. Like, maybe the guy now is this kind of person that he doesn't really need to read, he'll just pass. And the girl is the kind of person that she really needs to put effort, like enough effort for her to pass. And then the guy will understand that, and then because most of the time he's actually free because he doesn't really need, or maybe he doesn't really have something doing, and then the girl is trying to put her efforts to it. But he's still distracting her because he's still telling her, come, let's see, come, let's see. If you say no now, it's a problem. It will become a fight. I'll stop here for now. But, like, if you have any points, I'm ready to.
Is the way she ended, if you have any points, she's ready to. Well, I guess she was about to say she's ready to tackle it, but to prove me wrong. But there's nothing to prove wrong here. What you said, what she said was actually very, very true, and it still backs up what our previous comment said, you know, understanding and a lot more. It's gonna be a distraction. It's not gonna be a distraction per se, but it's gonna distract you a little bit. The honest truth is, how much of a distraction is it? If you can't bear it, why maintain it? Or if you can't bear it, why enter? You know, it's all a choice. It's all your choice, actually. There's no one to actually tell you that you should be in a relationship. There's no one to tell you not to. Don't follow peer group influence. Don't follow peer group pressure and all that shit, you know? She spoke about understanding. And in a relationship, understanding is a very key factor. It's a very key factor. In fact, it's the factor that settles this entire argument or his entire scenario. Once you have understanding, it's settled. And it's not easy though, because like she also said, being emotional, how emotional you are in your relationship, that's actually a very big factor. Like, okay, you're using this an emotional guy now, not an emotional girl, an emotional guy now, and a strong-headed or a lucky girl, can that relationship work? Let's see. Emotional guy, you know, he's emotional doesn't mean he's timid, doesn't mean he's also not a dominant person. So he's emotional, fine, then he's now dominant again, so he's gonna call up his babe, you know, blowing out, lashing out, and then she may be having a test or an exam, and the truth is, with the boundaries set, bruh, she should know how to tackle it and tell him, babe, not today, babe, I can't even deal with this, or that kind of shit. Well, we all know that in a relationship, it's not easy either way, for both the guy, both the girl, but everyone at some point gets distracted, and that's the true task of life. Because the truth is, even outside the relationship, it doesn't mean you're going to read. It doesn't mean that it's the boyfriend or the girlfriend that is actually stopping you from reading. You know? Nah, the truth is, that's the person, that's the obstruction in that place now. But without the relationship, you may have eventually found yourself maybe during that time that you say you wanted to read, you're watching a movie. Or that time you say you wanted to read, you were instead cleaning your room, cleaning your house. Now you say, okay, if that's there, then the time you'd have used to do that some other time, you'd have used it to read or something like that. But the honest truth is, nah, if you want to read, you will read. If you have something to do, something urgent, you actually do it no matter what. So let's not hang and say relationships will actually distract you from the things you're meant to do. If you know what you're meant to do, you do them because you're actually meant to do them. So in the end, you just really need to get your priorities in order. You know, let's stop treating our priorities like they are an option. Actually, they're not. That's why they are called priorities. Okay, and that's that. So for our next comment, this is really coming from a place of heart, and it really makes sense to me, and I hope it does to you as well. It should be a 50-50 stuff, bro. Both of them are priorities. A partner who loves you should also understand that when it is time for academics, that time should be prioritized, and vice versa. Yes, it should be vice versa. honestly. And yes, it's a 50-50 stuff. Honestly, it's a 50-50 stuff. We've said it before. Priorities and understanding, all this come together to make a good relationship. Without this, the relationship can't hold. It can't stand. It can't even flow at all. You judge the frustration up and down. So now for our last comment on this comment section of On The Other Hand We Is.
Man, I tell you, relationship, no, they affect. I don't think relationship will affect your studies. Only if you give it that too much time, you get one. Like, when you're supposed to study, then you go and do relationship study, you go and meet a girl. But when you're supposed to study, you study. When you're supposed to go and meet her, you meet her. You said everything that I don't think it will affect you. Set everything up, you plan your this thing, you get now your activities for the day. Shake it.
You know me, I really like what he said, that you have to actually plan yourself in a relationship. You plan your agenda, know what you're doing for the day, know how you're going to relate for that day if you guys are meeting up. And then any impromptu activity, any urgent pop-ups should be discussed. You know, if something just comes up, then it just comes up, and then you pull handle it the best way you can. Because the honest truth is, you can, something may just pop up, it's urgent, so you have to move, then you call your partner, and the partner is gives you some disappointing news. There's nothing you can do, actually. You just have to bear with it. Yeah, so thank you everyone who participated in this comment section. And you know, there will be more comment sections like this on our episodes to come, and more questions to be asked, and a lot of things, a lot of discussions. You know, join us on The Other Ways, and everyone has a story. Let's all join hands, join minds, and make the world a better place. On The Other Hand We Is, peace out, guys.